Welcome to the annual Red River Radio Young Artist Competition Winners Concert, coming to you live from the Weiss Performance Studios at Red River Radio on the campus of Louisiana State University. This program features talented young musicians chosen from entries submitted from throughout Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. And now, here is our Master of Ceremonies, Kermit Poling.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to this live broadcast from the Weiss Performance Studio here at Red River Radio. So excited to have another Young Artist Competition Winners Concert. And I will say that these talented young musicians are selected from recordings that are sent in, applications, either via CD or sometimes via email, from all over Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. And I will tell you, this time around, we had our largest number of entries ever, which is great for us, but also great for these talented young people, because they are the standouts, and we're just so proud of all of them and so glad to have all of them here with us, along with an entire studio here. The Weiss Performance Studio is just about packed to capacity, so we're really glad to have all of you here in our audience as well. A reminder, this is we've started doing this event as something special for our pledge drive, our fundraiser here at Red River Radio. So as you are enjoying this live music, just a reminder, take a moment to make a contribution to Red River Radio today at 800-552-8502 or online at redriverradio.org. And our first performer for the afternoon is Katie Krim, who's a 15-year-old, an honors sophomore student at Hallsville High School. She is the flute student of Sally Horrock, who is principal flutist of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra and the South Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, the Marshall Symphony Orchestra, dot, 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 dot. So I know you've got great roots, great study, but as I was reading about some of the stuff that you're interested in, you're not just a flutist. You do a whole bunch of stuff. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the other things that you do musically?
Musically, yes. I am a choir student at Hallsville High School, as well as the second chair flute player at Hallsville High School, and I study piano with Vicki Conway, and that's about it for me.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, you're a music student, but your father teaches conducting. So he's a very, very serious musician to have in the family, musical background. How does that affect when you practice and stuff like that? Is he helpful? Does he hinder you? What is
Oh, he's so helpful, and he's always there to lead me every step of the way. I'm so appreciative of him.
Well, we're glad to have you here. These conversations are going to be a little short today because we have a lot of music to go through. You're going to be accompanied by Kathy DeRoos. Talk a little bit about the Handel piece that you're going to play.
Handel is especially this sonata, is so beautiful. The jig is so lively and vibrant, and you can almost hear the people going around and dancing as well as a Siciliana, which is very demure and romantic and showing off everything about it.
All right, so we're going to hear a Siciliano and jig. This is music of Handel, and Katie and Kathy, go ahead. We're looking forward to this.
Thank you.
we've heard Katie Krim, 15-year-old flutist from Hallsville, Texas, performing the music of George Frideric Handel. And next up, our second performers is Hannah Rice. And Hannah is a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts in Natchitoches. And we've been fortunate over the history of this event that we've had a number of students, especially of Lisa Benner, who is your teacher there, Hannah. Hannah, I was reading a little bit about you, and of course you're here singing. But as I was reading and saw this thing about the LMTA Piano Rally, which you won in 2015, and also the compositional division the year before that. So you're a composer and a pianist, as well as being a vocalist. So my first question is, what is a piano rally?
So Piano Rally is basically a competition where you have to learn three pieces from memory. You have a portion where you have to do music theory, and you have a portion where you have to do scales and sight reading, and they compile all those scores together and decide based on that who the winners are of the competition.
They don't make things easy, do they?
No, definitely not.
Well, that's very cool. So how long have you been playing piano?
Since I was 6 years old.
Okay, so from a little time. And how did you get interested in writing music?
Just over time, I love choral music, and uh-huh. I was really into Eric Whitaker, and he kind of, listening to his music, got me into starting to kind of play with my own ideas, and I ended up loving writing music. So.
Fantastic. Well, you're going to be singing quite an old piece from the opera La Serva Padrona.
Yes.
Music of Pergolesi. Talk a little bit about the aria, what it's about.
So, I'm Serpina. And I have forgotten to bring my master chocolate, and he is mad that
That's
I haven't.
That's a serious problem.
Yes, I know. He is very upset about it. And so when I don't bring it to him, he starts getting mad, but I get mad at him, and I say, oh, no, I'm in charge now. And that's what this aria is about, me saying, oh, but you be quiet, because that's how I want it.
Okay, all right. So here is, again, Hannah Rice singing the music of Pergolesi, accompanied on the piano by Charles Jones, who's been up here many times doing exactly that for a number of students. So we're looking forward to it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Serpino vocosi.
16-year-old Hannah Rice from Mandeville, Louisiana, a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Art, performing the music of Pergolesi. And this performance you're hearing is happening live in the Red River Radio studios during this fall fundraiser for Red River Radio. If you're enjoying this music and enjoying the opportunity to hear the talent that we have here in this area, please make a contribution right now at 800-552-8502, or you can contribute online at redriverradio.org. And a lot more live music coming up throughout this hour here on Red River Radio. Our next performer is a 16-year-old Jonam Pilato from Shreveport. He's a student of Dan Sandalesis, also a member of the Shreveport Symphony. Your teacher is. And I was reading a little bit about your background. Of course, you've gotten to play in a number of youth orchestras, but you also had the opportunity to play in Carnegie Hall. Everybody talks about wanting to get there. Yes. What was that like?
It's very different. The reverb is incredible. Of course, it's Carnegie Hall, so what do you expect? But it's weird. When I first played in it, I had this adrenaline. It's like, yikes, you're in Carnegie Hall. This is like probably the best you can get. But then I realized after I played, it's like, you can do so much more. Like, you can play in competitions like this. You can do other things to help the community out or learn more about music. So I think Carnegie Hall is more an experience that taught me to be a great musician rather than just, oh, this is the best musician place in the world. You reached the acme of everything.
So you got to play in an ensemble that traveled to there? What was the ensemble?
Well, it was...
Or the organization?
Yes, it was an organization that collected many various musicians from across the world. There's some from Philippines, from Dubai, India, I think, as well. So it's okay. Very diverse community.
Did you get to make some friends while you were there?
I did.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
So while you were there, did you get to eat at the Carnegie Deli?
I did.
It's right around the corner?
Yes, I did. It was good.
You know what? It's closing. So that was
so you are
probably one of the last to have the opportunity to eat there. I read that it's shocking. It is shocking, but you're going to be playing a work by the wonderful American composer Samuel Barber, and that is the first movement of his violin concerto. And you know, Barber's kind of a holdback to a romantic style, as contemporary as he is. But give me your impressions of the piece.
Barber, to me, is some sort of an author of many different emotions. He can express happiness, sadness, anger at times, and I believe this violin concerto best expresses his inner feelings, but I sort of relate to it too, because he tells a story throughout his music from these different emotions, and I feel it makes me really happy every time I play
it. Great. Well, we're going to hear Jonam Pilato playing the music of Samuel Barber, accompanied by Larry Meyer. All right.
Thank you.
Go ahead and take it.
Thank you.
16-year-old Janam Pilato from Shreveport, student of Van Santa Luzis, whose former teacher, Janice Teague, also in the audience with us here today, but playing the music of Samuel Barber, that first movement from his violin concerto. Our next performer is also up from the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts in Natchitoches, and also a student of Lisa Benner, as it turns out. This is Christopher Comeau, who will be singing for us, 15-year-old, and I've noticed from your background there, Christopher, that you're not only a singer, but you've gotten involved in a lot of theater as well. So are you particularly drawn to the stage in that way?
I'm mostly drawn to singing, but I'm kind of a stage child, so I like to be on the stage as much as I can. So
okay,
I
stage child. How did you get into theater?
I'm not really sure because no one in my family is very theater oriented. I just saw it and I was like, hey, that seems pretty fun. I'll try doing that. It turns out I'm not that bad.
Okay, and was it fun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. Yeah. This is got a kind of non-committal there. And it's interesting to me because you're ultimately looking to have a career in engineering.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit. What interests you?
My mother is an engineer, and I really enjoyed math and science and all those things. And I want to specifically go into building like prosthetics because that's something most of the time they're either too expensive or they're not very effective. I want to make a cheaper and ultimately much more effective version of current prosthetics.
Wow, it's a very noble cause to go into. Not that, that music and theater isn't as well, but that's very interesting. You're going to be singing a piece of American folk music and in an arrangement by John Jacob Niles, but Roving Gambler, which is actually a tune that I heard from when I was a kid myself. Tell me a little, or everybody, a little bit about the song.
It's from a collection of songs called The Gambling Songs from Kentucky, or no, from Tennessee. And it kind of gets the feeling of that sort of lifestyle, like wandering, but also like not all who wander are lost, because ultimately they find a goal.
All right, well, we're going to hear an American folk tune, Roving Gambler. Christopher Comeau performing here, along with Charles Jones, who's back over at the piano. Go ahead.
I am a roving gambler. I've been in many a town. Where'er I see a pack of cards, I lay my money down. I lay my money down. With a click, clack, go, and a high Johnny ho, I lay my money down. I hadn't been a packet man many more weeks than three when I fell in love with a St. Louis girl, and she in love with me, and she in love with me. With a click, clack, go, and a high Johnny ho, and she in love with me. We went in the back parlor, she cooled me with her fan, and she whispered soft in her mother's ear, I love my gambling man, I love my gambling man. With a click, clack, go, and a high Johnny ho, I love my gambling man. Oh, daughter, dear, dear daughter, how could you do me so? To leave your dear old mother, and with this gambler go, and with this gambler go. With a click, clack, go, and a high Johnny ho, and with this gambler go. 'Tis true I love you dearly, 'tis true I love you well, but the love I have for the gambling man, no human tongue can tell, no human tongue can tell. With a click, clack, go, and a high Johnny ho, no human tongue can tell. She picked up her satchel, and she did leave her home, and And on the steamer Morning Star, the two of them did roam. The two of them did roam. With a click, clack, go, and a hi, Johnny Ho, the two of them did roam.
Fifteen-year-old Christopher Comeau singing American folk tune "Roving Gambler," an arrangement by John Jacob Niles. You are listening to this broadcast live from the Red River Radio Studios. Here are young artists who entered and were selected out of many entries from across really the three states that we primarily serve, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, all selected for this live performance. All of these young people that you're hearing are doing this as we speak here in the Weiss Performance Studio. More live music still coming here. Our next performer is one of two returning performers from a previous year, and this is Emily Amos, 13-year-old from Alexandria, a student of Scott Detra, and as I said, an organist. And Emily, last year, we arranged to have an organ brought up from Lafayette, which worked fairly well here, but you've grown in repertoire. So so this time around, we're going to be hearing what actually will turn out to be a recording of your performance. But before we do that, why don't you talk about what you've done over the course of the last year? I know that you've gotten to play some notable organs in your long, illustrious history, 13 years. Why don't you talk about some of the places you've gotten to play?
Well, the most notable is the Wanamaker organ in Philadelphia, which, if you don't know, is in Macy's department store, all places.
Well, it used to be a Wanamaker's, but that was before your time.
And the Samson Foundation put on this two-week intensive hosted by Curtis Institute of Music, and I was one of the people chosen to be in that. Mm-hmm. And there are two concerts at the end of the week, one in Field Hall at Curtis, and then one at Macy's at the Wanamaker. And so that organ, it's beautifully done. And that's very special.
Yeah, and it's an unusual hall, if you can call it a hall, because it's a store. I mean, it's a many floored store, and the console is way up. What floor is it on?
The second floor.
Second floor, but the organ goes way up. There's an entire wall there, and all of that. And it's one of the largest organs in the world, if I have
it's
that right.
It's the largest working organ, second largest organ.
That makes a difference. Yes. So talk a little bit about the piece that you play.
This is the Toccata from Léon Boëlmann's Suite Gothique. It's the last movement in it, and it's probably his most known piece.
Yeah, and people do hear it, so I think you're going to recognize this piece as a listener. And it is unusual. We would not normally pre-record an instrument, but as I said, there's no way we're going to fit a gigantic pipe organ in here, especially a three-manual organ, not one that we could even find to have delivered here electronically. So we made an exception, and we went to St. John Berkman's Cathedral, and they have a fabulous pipe organ that was built in 2011, if I have that correct. So I want to first express our appreciation to St. John Berkman's and Father Peter there, and Roberto Cruz, who's the organist there, for allowing you to perform. So without further ado, we're going to hear Emily Amos playing via recording the Toccata.
Thank you.
13-year-old Emily Amos from Alexandria, performing on the organ at St. John Berkman's Cathedral, the Boelmann Toccata. Of course, these performances all part of the Young Artist Competition winners' performance here at Red River Radio. Our next performers, this is something a little bit different than what we've had, I think one other time that we had sort of a jazz ensemble here, and we're going to have that this time around with our triplets, a set of triplets. We have Valentina, Valeria, and Veronica Perez Espinoza, who are from Cartagena, Colombia, and they are on scholarship at Northwestern State University. All three of you pursuing a music degree?
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. And speaking, I guess the spokesman for the person is going to be Valentina here, the pianist from the from the ensemble. So I've got to ask. I mean, obviously you're all from the same family, but what got you all started playing and picking different instruments? How did that work out?
I wanted to Sainsbury Jam, play the piano because I really like the sound, and I just wanted to start. And Vale also, she sings, and she picked up the double bass, and Vera, well, the flute, and we ended up like being able to play together, which I think is very cool, like being sisters.
Yeah, and you're all obviously accomplished at what you do, so you all take it very seriously. When did you start actually playing as a trio or an ensemble?
In high school.
Oh, okay.
And we like 2 years, and 2 years ago we started doing things together and playing together. And
all right,
that's how.
And you have fun, and
sure.
I think that's great. I think that's absolutely great. So, in this particular piece, of course, obviously piano and bass and flute, a piece that this is going to predate you was one of the most popular crossover pieces that was ever composed. It was one of the first pieces that kind of combined jazz and classical performance together. Very, very famous piece by Claude Bolling. So. How did you manage to choose this? What got you interested in the music?
This specific, because we really like the fact that he combined in both classical and jazz.
Yeah.
And it makes it fun and like very playful. We enjoyed it, so that's why we chose this piece.
Well, I'll let you make your way over to the back to the piano. So we're going to hear Valeria, Valentina, and Veronica Perez, double bass, flute, and piano, playing the fifth movement from the Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano, the music of Claude Bolling. All right. Thank you. Music of Claude Bowling from the Suite for Flute and Jazz Piano. We heard Valentina, Valeria, and Veronica Perez Espinosa, all 18, all triplets from Cartagena, Colombia. And I do want to mention that they're the current teachers. Veronica is the one who plays the flute and is in the studio of Danette McDermott. Valentina studies with Dr. Francis Yang, and Valeria plays the double bass and studies with Pete Haas, who is the principal bassist of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra, among other orchestras as well. And our other returning artist this time around and our final performer for the afternoon in this live performance, you're listening to this live from the Red River Radio Studios, is Neo Ajero, who is from Nacogdoches, comes from a musical family. Your father, obviously a pianist and a professor at Stephen F. Austin State University. You are, you know, I finally looked here because I was trying to remember, you know, your age. And you're only 12 at this point, but you've done so much in a short amount of time. What have you done since last year? Anything stand out in your mind?
I was practicing for an MTNA competition that's going to be happening this November.
Okay. So practicing, that's a good one. That's a good one to keep up. Talk about how did things go? I know you performed. There's a brand new music festival in Alexandria, Louisiana, and you were part of that this year, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What did you play there?
I played Baroque, classical, and romantic pieces there, and Restoring the Sugar Mill. As being performing in the Sugar Mill was a great experience.
The Sugar Mill Festival, a music festival that is a brand new festival that they have in Alexandria. It's mostly focused around chamber music, but also solo performances as well. So that I'm sure was a lot of fun for you to do. And currently, though, of course, your father's a pianist, but you study with Linda Parr at this point, don't you?
Correct.
Yeah, you do. So are you ever self-conscious about the work that you're doing with then having to perform or practice with your dad at home? Or does he just kind of let you do what you need to do?
He takes Miss Linda Parr's ideas and incorporates them in my practice.
Yeah, which is great. So you have a whole bunch of great pianists all working together here. Well, Neil, why don't you? You're going to play a set of theme and variations by Felix Mendelssohn. Can you talk a little bit about the piece?
This piece was part of an anthology, which the proceeds of the sales were used to create a Beethoven monument in his hometown of Bonn, Germany. This piece has 17 variations. Some of them require virtuoso technique, but each variation has a unique character to it.
And it's called The Serious Variations, in fact, by Felix Mendelssohn. Well, Neo, if you want to go over and go back over to the piano, we're looking forward to hearing this. Again, you're hearing these performances live in the Red River Radio Studios. So here is Neo Ajero with the music of Mendelssohn. Thank you.
12-year-old Antonio Neo Ajero from Nacogdoches, performing the Serious Variations by Felix Mendelssohn. The final performance on this Young Artist Competition Winners Concert. I want to thank all of the performers for being part of this. I think we need a round of applause for all of them. They are absolutely all outstanding. And we will be doing another one of these next year. So those of you listening, if you're interested, you know, just watch for the information on our website as we get to next year. You are listening to member-supported Red River Radio, a public radio service of LSUS. You're tuned to KDAQ, Shreveport, Bossier City, KLSA, Alexandria, Pineville, KBSA, El Dorado, Magnolia, and KLDN, Lufkin, Nacogdoches. Thanks again, everybody. Thanks to our audience, and thanks to all of our performers.